When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzels with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Music! Dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
Well, one of my favorite things is the music of Richard Rodgers, and another one of my favorite things is the singing of Tony Bennett. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. And I thought today would be an excellent opportunity to bring two of my favorite things together. So what we're going to hear today is all Rodgers, all Bennett. You may wonder why I came up with such a felicitous combination. I noticed a few years ago that Tony Bennett had recorded Richard Rodgers' music into the 1970s when Rodgers was still writing shows after the death of Oscar Hammerstein. And of course, Bennett made some fabulous recordings of the music of Rodgers and Hart. You might say that along with Sinatra and Ella, he kept that music alive through the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And when you put all of that together, it's kind of amazing that Tony Bennett has been recording almost all of Richard Rodgers' work from 1925 all the way up to 1972. So why don't we hear a little of that? Let's go back to 1925 when Rodgers and Hart made their reputation in a review called The Garrick Gaieties. They had been bumming around Broadway for 5 years. They had really failed to make it big when people like the Gershwins and Irving Berlin were superstars at the time. And they finally concocted this little ode to the city of Manhattan that was placed in the Garrick Gaieties of 1925. And you might say overnight they became songwriting superstars. What's also amusing is for the next Garrick Gaieties of 1926, obviously, they wrote the opposite song. So we're going to hear Tony do two back-to-back of early Rodgers and Hart. The first, one of the greatest songs written to the Isle of Manhattan, and then the converse side, what it's like to get out of the city for a weekend, as we all love to do in the summer, and enjoy, in their case, the mountain greenery.
Summer journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fares. I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island, too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on Old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. The 1st of May, it is moving day. Spring is here, so blow your job, throw your job away. Now's the time to trust to your wanderlust. In the city's dust, you wait, must you wait, just you wait. In a mountain greenery where God paints the scenery,
just two crazy people together. While you love your lover, let blue skies be your coverlet. When it rains, we'll laugh at the weather. And if you're good, I'll search for wood so you can cook while I stand looking. Beans could get no keener reception in a beanery, bless our mountain greenery home. Mosquitoes here won't bite you, dear. Well, I'd let them sting me on the finger. We could find no cleaner retreat from life's machinery. Bless our mountain greenery home.
Beans could get no keener reception in a beanery. I mean, how bright, how intelligent do you have to be to write that lyric? Of course, Larry Hart. Elegantly performed in an intimate setting by Tony Bennett, part of a series of Concord recordings he did, improv recordings he did in the early 60s with Ruby Braff, cornetist, and two guitars. Now let's move to another intimate Tony Bennett, Richard Rodgers setting. This is with his nearly lifetime accompanist, Ralph Sharon. Beautiful recording of Where or When, one of the many, many hit songs from the 1937 score to Babes in Arms. A lot of people think this prefigured deja vu, but I certainly don't mind hearing Where or When all over again at any time.
It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile, you are smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again, and so it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before, but who knows where.
That That's what my friend and colleague Will Friedwald, a biographer of Tony Bennett, refers to as Bennett's characteristic big finish. Let's go back a little earlier to the work of Rodgers and Hart from 1930. This is from an utterly forgotten musical called America's Sweetheart, but I think it's one of the best songs to capture the spirit and optimism of the Depression. I've Got $5.
I've got $5. I'm in good condition, and I've got ambition that belongs to you. Six shirts and collars, debts beyond endurance, on my life insurance that belongs to you. Well, I've got a heart that must be certain, just be certain that I'll be true. Take my $5, take my shirts and collars, take my heart that hollers, 'cause everything I've got belongs to you. And colors, take my heart that hollers, 'cause everything I got belongs to you.
Let's now go forward a little bit in time, out of chronological Rodgers and Hart time, into Rodgers and Hammerstein time. You would have thought Tony Bennett being hitting a superstar after World War II and really making his big break in his career in 52, et cetera, et cetera, he would have recorded a lot of Rodgers and Hammerstein. He didn't, actually. I think he left that part of the torch to Sinatra to do all those great songs from Oklahoma and Carousel. But Bennett did a beautiful cover of a song from Allegro. Allegro is that kind of odd 1947 show that was not a huge hit for Rodgers and Hammerstein, but it yielded some lovely songs. And here's a sort of up-tempo version of a ballad that appears in the first act from Allegro. You never see the character before or after. Her name is Beulah. Maybe that's why. Or maybe because Rodgers and Hammerstein uncharacteristically dragged this song in from their trunk. But at any rate, let's just enjoy Tony Bennett singing So Far.
We have nothing to remember so far, so far, so far. We haven't walked by night and shared the light of a star. So far, your heart has never flooded so near, so near, that my own heart alone could hear. We haven't gone beyond the very beginning.
We've just begun to know how lucky we are. So we have nothing to remember so far, so far. But now I'm face to face with you, and now at last we've met, and now we can look forward to the things we'll never forget. And share the light of a star. Do da do 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 do. That my own heart alone could hear it. We haven't gone. Just begun to know how lucky we are. So we have nothing to remember so far, so far. But now I'm face to face with you, and now at last we've met.
I'm having a lot of fun so far, aren't you? Always great to hear Tony Bennett, especially in this all Richard Rodgers episode of Broadway to Main Street. Our next song is from one of Rodgers and Hart's stranger shows. It's from a musical called I'd Rather Be Right, which was a spoof they wrote about Franklin Roosevelt with a book by George S. Kaufman and Moss Hart, who had just come off a Pulitzer Prize for You Can't Take It With You. George M. Cohan played Roosevelt doing a soft shoe number. I know it sounds practically offensive, but back in its day, it was a huge hit. I directed a concert version of it about 20 years ago in Washington, and Kitty Carlisle Hart, who was, of course, married to Moss Hart, played the president's mother, who's an important character in the show. And we were rehearsing, and there were some Italian, carousel owners in Central Park, don't ask. And I was reading that, and I was talking like this, and what's the matter for you, and blah, blah, blah. And she said, "Oh, darling, that's a wonderful imitation of Chico Marx. And I worked with him, you know." Of course she did, in A Night at the Opera. Anyway, here's the subplot romantic song from I'd Rather Be Right. Have you met Miss Jones?
It happened, I felt it happen. I was awake, I wasn't blind. I didn't think, I felt it happen. Now I believe in matter over mind. And now you see, we mustn't wait. The nearest moment that we marry is too late. Have you met Miss Jones? Someone said as we shook hands, she was just Miss Jones to me. Then I said, Miss Jones,
You're a girl who understands. I'm a man who must be free. And all at once I lost my breath, and all at once was scared to death, and all at once I owned the earth and sky. Now I've met Miss Jones, and we'll keep on meeting till we die, Miss Jones and I. I lost my breath, and all at once was scared to death, and all at once I owned the earth and sky. Now I've met Miss Jones, and we'll keep on meeting till we die, Jones and I. This funny world makes fun of the things that you strive for. This funny world can laugh at the dreams you're alive for. If you're beaten, conceal it. There's no pity for you, for the world cannot feel it. Just keep to yourself, weep to yourself. This funny world can turn right around and forget you. It's always sure to roll right along when you're through. If you are broke, you shouldn't mind. It's all a joke, for you will find this funny world is making fun of you. This funny world can turn right around and forget you. It's always sure to roll right along when you're through. If you are broke, you shouldn't mind. It's all a joke, for you will find This funny world is making fun of you.
Tony Bennett in an introspective mode with one of Larry Hart's more moving lyrics from 1926's Betsy. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. We're bringing you a special All Bennett, All Rogers hour today. I hope you'll enjoy it. I hope you'll find it relaxing and something you can listen to on a lovely summer Sunday afternoon. I should mention that we have moved very happily into almost a half-year broadcasting. Can you imagine that? It seems, where's the time all gone to? Of course, if you go to www.peconicpublicbroadcasting.org, you can download all of our shows, which have been podcast and put up for podcast as soon as we do them on Sunday. So that's great. And if you want to follow even more of our work on Broadway to Main Street, there is a live concert on July 8th at Guildhall here in East Hampton, a concert I'm hosting called Better When It's Banned, Censored Music of the 20s and 30s. And we even have one Rodgers and Hart tune. Can you guess what it is? Well, you'll come. You know what? Why don't you all come Sunday, July 8th, and you'll tell me afterwards if you guessed what it was. If you're interested in tickets, you can go to www.guildhall.org, and I hope to see you, as many of my fans, your fans, the fans of Rodgers and Hart, the fans of everybody there, 7:30 on Sunday, July 8th. Let's return to Tony Bennett, this time with Rodgers and Hart. With Rodgers and Hammerstein. He made a big hit with a very beautiful song from a score from Flower Drum Song from 1958. Wonderful score. I'm glad he selected this song to render in a commercial setting. Here he is live at Carnegie Hall with a little bit of chinoiserie surrounding the ballad Love, Look Away.
Look away, love, look away from me, fly when you pass my door, fly and get lost at sea, call it a day. Love, let us say we're through. No good are you for me. No good am I for you. Wanting you so, I try too much. After you go, I cry too much. Love, look away. Lonely though I may be, leave me and set me free. Look away, look away, look away from me.
And that was Love Look Away from Flower Drum Song. Let's go backwards in time to 1939 when Rodgers and Hart had not a huge hit but a reasonable success called Too Many Girls, which introduced a conga drum playing phenomenon named Desi Arnaz. Not a good show. but two wonderful songs from it. One is the favorite of a major musical theater scholar named Robert Kimball. It's called I Didn't Know What Time It Was, and we'll follow it with a beautiful rendition of You're Nearer, piano playing by Bill Evans. But first, I Didn't Know What Time It Was.
I didn't know what time it was, then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was, how sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was, you held my hand. Warm like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand. Grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was, life was no prize. I wanted love and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise and I know what time it is, yes I'm wise and I know what time it is. I'm wise and I know what time it is now. You're nearer than my head is to my pillow, nearer than the wind is to the willow, dearer than the rain is to the earth below. Precious as the sun to the things that grow. You're nearer than the ivy to the wall is, nearer than the winter to the fall is. Leave me, but when you're away, you'll know you're nearer, for I love you so.
Astonishingly sensitive piano accompaniment by the great Bill Evans. Tony Bennett and Bill Evans made two albums together. The first one's called Tony Bennett and Bill Evans, and the second is called Together Again. It is used every week on our show as the playout music. You'll hear Tony Bennett singing some other time, accompanied by Bill Evans. Both of them phenomenal albums. The first may be better than the second, but a very gracious, that's the word that always comes to mind, gracious melding of keyboard and voice. Now we're going to go to Richard Rodgers and Stephen Sondheim. Yes, they collaborated on a musical in 1965 called Do I Hear a Waltz? It was not a success, but anything with these two guys is bound to be interesting. Here's Tony singing two songs. The first is called 2x2, not to be confused with the musical 2x2. This was cut out of town from Do I Hear a Waltz? And then we'll go and listen to him sing a beautiful soaring ballad that I really, really love called Take the Moment. So here's a double header from Do I Hear a Waltz.
By two, everybody is two. By two, by two, everybody is him and her. Everybody is he and she. Everybody is arm in arm. Two by two, and cookie makes three. One has none to lose. By myself I can say and do what I choose. But it's funny when all is said and done, one and one make one. Have you heard the news? The world goes on. Has none to lose. By myself I can say and do what I choose. But it's funny when all is said and done, one and one make one. Have you heard the news? The world.
Happen. Hug the moment, make it last. Hold the feeling for the moment. The moment will have passed. All the noise. warning you to wait.
Warning you to wait.
What for? Don't listen, let it happen. Take the moment. Make the moment many moments more. Make for us a thousand more. Take the moment. Let it happen. Hug the moment. Make it last. Hold the feeling for the moment. Or the moment will have passed. All the noises buzzing in your head, warning you to wait. What for? Don't listen, let it happen. Take the moment. Make the moment. Many moments more made for us a thousand more. My
colleague Will Friedwald, who's the author of several books, include Tony Bennett's biography of Tony Bennett, mentioned that Bennett was very much ahead of his time in terms of picking songs before their Broadway opening and recording them, hoping they would turn into hits, or he'd certainly be first in line if they were. Richard Rodgers and a lyricist named Martin Sharnan wrote a musical based on Clifford Odette's play about Noah and his ark, in 1972, called Two by Two. It was not a hit, but Bennett did record a beautiful number called I Do Not Know a Day I Did Not Love You from that score. So let's hear that.
I do not know a day I did not love you. I can't remember love not being there. The planting when the earth ran through your fingers, the harvest when the sun danced in your hair. I do not know. Sharing every moment that I spent, I needed
before I knew what needing so.
Search high and low, follow every byway, every path you know. Climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow every rainbow till you find your dream, a dream that will need all the love you can give. Every day of your life, for as long as you live, climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow every rainbow till you find your dream.
Rousing rendition from Tony Bennett's live concert at Carnegie Hall in 1962, I believe. Well, we're coming to the end of our Tony Bennett, Richard Rodgers broadcast. One thing that Bennett did that many of you may not be aware of, because it was so subtle and so smart, is after a rough career in the 70s, he really grabbed the wheel of his career, as it were, the vehicle of his career in the mid-80s and became a superstar. He became a superstar again by keeping this great music of Richard Rodgers and Cole Porter and Irving Berlin and Harold Arlen and you name it in the public eye with a great deal of freshness. And he also embraced young talent, everything from the Red Chili Peppers to Katie Lang to Elvis Costello and ever upward. So we're going to end with a duet he did fairly recently with Stephanie Angelina Germanotta. Who? Well, of course, it's Lady Gaga. All you youngsters and hipsters know that. I think it's a tremendous duet, and it shows, again, Tony Bennett's ongoing vitality and his commitment to Richard Rodgers. So some of you may think Lady Gaga is camp. I happen to think that Lady Gaga is a scamp. But what does Tony Bennett think? He thinks that Lady Gaga is, oh well, let's let them tell you.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
She doesn't like crap games with barons and earls.
I won't go to Harlem in diamonds and pearls. And I definitely won't dish our dirt with the rest of those girls.
Thank you. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love the free.
Life without care.
Oh, I'm so broke.
It's oak.
I hate California. It's crowded and damn.
That's why the lady is a
tramp. Sometimes I go to Coney Island.
Oh, the beach is divine.
And I love the Yankees.
Jeter's just fine.
I follow Rogers and Hart.
She sings every line. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love a prize fight.
That isn't a fake.
No fake. And I love to rowboat with you and your wife in Central Parkway.
She goes to the opera and stays wide awake.
Yes, I do. That's why this lady is a tramp.
She likes the green grass under her shoes.
What can I lose? 'Cause I got no dough.
Oh no.
I'm alone when I blow my lamp.
That's why the lady is a tramp. Go! So, hates California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.